KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I am joined by my partner in banter, Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
So, as we are talking, the board of CBS is meeting. This has been a gigantic bombshell in Hollywood. Les Moonves, the head of CBS, accused of misconduct by a number of women in a story in The New Yorker. The allegations, for the most part, are more than 20 years old, but they are not good. That he pounced on Ileana Douglas when she was going to be in a CBS show, and when she rebuffed him after he pinned her down, he allegedly tried to destroy her career. He acknowledges that he may have made her uncomfortable and may have done something he ought not to have done. This, again, is many years ago at this point, but he says he did not attempt to retaliate against any of the women who he allegedly made these aggressive passes at. He is simultaneously locked in a death match with Shari Redstone, who controls Viacom and CBS. They are in litigation. So this kind of allegation, while they are fighting it out, the chief executive and chairman of CBS versus the person who owns the controlling shares at this point, comes at a good time for Shari Redstone, and certainly Les Moonves believes that she wants to undermine him. So the board is meeting as we speak, as I said, as we tape this conversation. And the question is, will there be any action now? They've already announced an investigation.
Right. And it's six women, and it's a period of several decades. There is one allegation from just over a decade ago, but most of this stuff is from the 90s and even the 80s. And in this climate, in this context that we're all working through, the Me Too movement, is this enough to topple one of the most powerful CEOs in entertainment history? That's a question I think that everyone is asking around town right now is, will Les be forced to step down?
Yes, and it's clear that Wall Street does not like that idea very much. After we broke the story about the coming story on Friday morning at The Hollywood Reporter, the stock started to go down. It's continued to go down today. And I think that is because people are foreseeing a world where if Les is in fact forced to step down, Shari Redstone takes over. The confidence in whatever management, I mean, you have to understand that there is a structure of Les Moonves loyalists at that company. And in fairness to him, women as well as men, several women have gone on the record to work for him, yes, but who are also people like Terry Press, the head of CBS Film, who's a very independent-minded person. And my long experience with her, these women have gone to his defense. So the feeling is that the entire CBS structure could be jeopardized by this and replaced by what? You know, Shari Redstone hasn't been able to get Viacom straightened out, and that's not entirely her fault. It's in a challenged business with a lot of cable channels that many people haven't been watching. But the feeling, I think, on Wall Street is, uh-oh.
Yeah, and I think you saw that on Friday when, as the CBS stock was going down, the Viacom stock was going up, because I think the premise of all this is that if Les Moonves is out of the picture, then Shari Redstone will be able to combine these two companies as she has wanted to, and some of the magic dust that CBS has enjoyed will sprinkle off onto Viacom. I don't know if that's going to happen, but the theory on Wall Street is that Shari combining these companies will be good for Viacom, bad for CBS.
I think the real explanation for the Viacom stock going up is the belief that with the combination, Shari Redstone will then sell, and therefore the pockets will be lined with what was a bad stock before, but looks like maybe a little bit better now. Meanwhile, you know, at least one analyst is backing off on CBS because of this anxiety over whether Moonves can survive. It is a really interesting question, because with the exception of the one allegation that was about 10 years ago, that most of them were more than 20 years old. And this was at a time when Sumner Redstone was in charge of the whole company. And if ever there was a person who had all sorts of God knows what with women, it was Sumner Redstone. I mean, I will point out that the person who made the most recent allegation, she was Sumner Redstone's girlfriend at the time, and she was meeting with Les Moonves because Sumner was hoping to install her as head of the CBS film division, which is not that it was classic Sumner Redstone taking women that were his lady friends in many cases, no work experience that even could be described. He did this with a woman at Showtime. He tried to foist the Electric Barbarella's girl band, all-woman band, onto MTV.
Not tried. I mean, the Electric Barbarella's is a show that existed on MTV, and it starred a girlfriend of Sumner Redstone, who was probably 60 years older than her at the time.
So the question that Terry Press raised in a post on Facebook is whether we are looking at the conduct of Les Moonves, which I don't think is defensible, through a 2018 lens when this stuff was different Hollywood. And I am conflicted about this because I do think the behavior, I think everybody agrees the behavior is not okay. But we were reporting on some of the same stuff that Ronan Farrow had. I mean, we knew about Ileana Douglas. We had another person who's mentioned an actress who's not named in his story, that we knew that story. And when I was reporting that, I have to say the question in my mind was, if we finally get somebody on the record, at that time the women were not on the record, and kudos to Ronan Farrow for getting them there, I was wondering if we had gotten them on the record, is this the end of a career when you're talking about long ago allegations? And again, not Harvey Weinstein rape allegations, but disgusting and inappropriate behavior nonetheless.
The key allegation here, in my opinion, is the pinning down of Ileana Douglas and forcibly kissing her, which is not okay, and which goes beyond simple office flirting or propositioning even. This is a physical attack, if true, and that to me is something that goes beyond the bounds of something you can explain away to the culture of the time.
And again, if true, compounded by the allegation, you know, that he retaliated against her and tried to hurt her career. So at minimum, as we know now, will be an investigation by an outside law firm. And we will see whether the board takes any action today. But this is obviously the story that everyone in Hollywood is talking about. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.